Covenant of peace.
Yeah, we're learning B'rit Shalom, Ezrat Hashem, from Rav Arush, on page 114. Ezrat Hashem. Ezrat Hashem. כל המחלוקות והקטגוריה שיש בין לומדי תורה, הכל בא מפגם הברית. All the machlokes and the fights that between בני תורה, That's why it's so important that Rav Arush always says, we love everyone. We want everyone's success. We're not against anyone. We have our own way. Fine, we can have your own way. You don't argue with anyone. People start, if someone's arguing, someone sees that he has a machloket on this or on that, shaseh tshuva. כי מי שיש לו שמירת העיניים, one who has guard in the eyes, הוא לא חולק על אף אחד. He doesn't dispute with anyone. הוא רק רוצה בהצלחת כולם. Just wants everyone's success. שכולם יהיו צדיקים, כולם יהיו עשירים. He wants everyone to be צדיקים, everyone to be rich. לא שייך לו לחלוק על אף אחד. Doesn't שייך להם בכלל. זה לא מחלוקת. כי יש לו את העבודה שלו ואת העין הטובה על כולם. He has his own work. And the good eye about everyone. Yeah, he doesn't have to have Ayin Tova. He has to have his own work. Besides, there's a story from Olev Yitzchak Bender that Rubinstein told us. There was once a certain type of machloket in Breslev or something. Some people said, if you do like this, if you do like that. And people asked Olev Yitzchak, what do you do? What do you do? Tell us what you. They wanted to get him in. They wanted to get out of him. What does he hold? Like this guy, like that guy. And he was always, I don't know. Trying to get away, not to answer. There was one guy who was always bothering him, harassing him. No. Say. And he was on the way to the mikveh. So the Yitzchak looked at him and said, "Young man, did you finish what you have to do in life?" He said, "I didn't." Kol tov. Yeah, if someone has time to look at others, to make sure what he says, I guess he finished his job in the world. And now he's now fixing the other people. I said, look, a person has to have his own avodah, Only there's other people in the world, I've always said many times. There's other people in the world for you to help them. That's all there's other people in the world. Otherwise, you're here alone. You're here for your own work. There's other people you see another person's boy, how can I help him? זה מאוד חשוב. כל הקינה והתחרות שיש בין הקבוצות, all the jealousy and the competition that there is between groups, שכל אחד אומר שהרב שלו הוא האמת, and each one says, my rav is the MS, this rav is not the MS, only my rav is the MS, or everyone has to be this, and only Breslev, and only this, and all that. מה זה? It's true, only Breslev, but... כל דבר אחר הוא שקר. זו קטנות המוחין. Anything else is a lie. It's קטנות המוחין. קטנות המוחין is when someone is narrow-minded. He's not broad-minded. He just sees everything. זה לא שייך אצל עובד השם. בעובד השם, it's not שייך בכלל. Does it make a difference? But the tzaddikim, there's no difference if he's Gur, if he's Breslev, if he's a Marokai, if he's this. There's no difference whatsoever by the tzaddikim. Right? Rav Shtern from Bnei Brak, I don't think he's a B'chad Nat Hasidish. He's a huge tzaddik. Right? He loves Breslev and he comes from Olevovich. But the tzaddikim ain't Evdel. If someone is MS, there's no difference. He finds his way with Avodas Hashem. He serves Hashem. אלא אצל קלי עולם, כמו אלה שמתחרים ביניהם זה בכדור. It only belongs like people, light-headed people, like people that are playing ball, right? My, מכבי חיפה, מכבי תל אביב, מכבי this, or if you're talking about here, Americans, what do you say? The Bulls, the Knicks, I don't know, all these things. It's all שטויות, yeah, my team. It's all שטויות. We have one team, it's called Hashem's team. Each one find their way how to serve Hashem. It's like in the group. Right, in the soccer, in the field, there's a person who's a defender, there's a person who's an attacker, there's a person who's this, and that. They don't know, I'm better than you because I'm a this. I was like, they're working together. Right? Same thing by Avodas Hashem. We're all one group. he has this job that he works serving Hashem this way, and he serves Hashem this way. If you see a person that has issues with serving Hashem, you could offer him your way. But you have Ovdei Hashem, you don't. This is a story from Rav Ziskin. He wrote a book called Yesod Shorash Avodah. Amazing, amazing book. He was Litvish, so to speak. Mm-hmm. At the time of the Magid, the message, one of the Talmidim of the Magid, I don't remember if they say the name, he was going around to spread the word of Hasidus and everything, and he reached this town. He says, this is Rav, unbelievable. So it must get close to Hasidus. So he went to his Rebbe and he said, I met this Rav, he must get close to Hasidus. So okay, bring him here. He brought him here, he brought him there for Shabbos. And comes the first meal, and the Magi starts talking all kinds of Diburi Chol. Weekday stand Diburi Chol, not Kedusha, on Shabbos. He couldn't stand, he got up and left. The second meal again, only Diburi Chol. He couldn't stand it, on this skin, he left. The third meal, Amash, he says, Mazepo, the second Shabbos out, he fled. So the Talmud came to the Magi and told him, until I brought him here, until he agreed to come, what, you scared him away? He said, he doesn't need me. He doesn't need me. He's a chassid without me. And so you see that some people give you a lot more breslev than people who consider breslev, a lot more breslev than people consider breslev, and a lot bigger of the Hashem than people consider of the Hashem. It doesn't work like that. It could be a chabadnik, it could be a this, it could be a that. And he's a much bigger tzaddik with what you think you are because you're, so to speak, in the group of this group or that group. So, kashur is it? Kashur. Person says, Avodah Hashem.
Two questions. One, how do you know what your soul root is and which group? And two, Breslov, everyone's welcome. So is it true that someone has a soul root in Breslov or that it's Breslov accepts everyone? That it's all connected to Breslov? It's not like
everyone has a soul root in Breslov.
Okay.
But it doesn't even have to be a Breslov. That's the point. You don't have to be. I don't know what do you do? You do a lot of Ibadah.
Yeah.
There's no other way. In Avodat Hashem, there's nothing to do with Machloket. Kol echad nolad amakom shenolad, umishtayef umitkarev larav shu mishorsho. Each one is born in a place where he was born, and he belongs and he gets close to the Rav that has to do with his shosh, his root. Shashgacha yonah kivna oto elav. Right? That the Hashgacha. He aimed him towards that rub that he has to be close to him. Moshe Katuv, Hashem Yitzadei Gaver, Konanu, right? Hashem, he takes care of where the man goes to. Shama Tikkun Shelo Leot Im Rabo V'Chaverav, that's where Tikkun is to be with his Rebbe and his friends, and to go up and Italot V'Torah V'Yirat Shamayim Torah, Mitoch Ahavat HaBriot, right? Loving all the creatures, Ayin Tova, looking only the good at everyone, Lev Tov, good heart, Midot Tovot, Shema Yesod V'Ashorash V'Fal Avodat Adam. This is the Yesod, right? The foundation and the root of all of us, a person in the world.
Example, we Maranat himself, Avinatan.
He came
from a liturgical type family, and he tried all different kinds of rabbinim, all different kinds of chassidim, until he got to Rabbeinu, and then he realized, this is my home.
Right. Person should not be scared to look, to search. Now, because I grew up this way, so it's my way. If he doesn't feel it, he's not connecting to Hashem, not connecting to himself. So go search.
Some of the major wrestlers of the recent generation came from the Dvaka family.
Yeah, with Shmuel Shapira,
Frank Cheshin were all Dvakas.
Right. Again, with what?
Berlin.
Yeah. Rav Arush. What about me? I'm not a best of it yet, so I can't say. Okay, מצער מאוד לראות כל מיני סוגים של מחלוקות בין עדות וקהילות. Therefore, it's very מצער, it's very mitzayer. It's not nice to see all types of מחלוקות between this rav and that rav and this kehila and that kehila. הגורמים לחטאים קשים מאדם לחברו, because very difficult sins between a person and his friend. Kiyon lashon hara or chilus, mitzvah shemra, kas, anger, nekama, netira, revenge, rodef et chavero, a person zorek et his friend, albanat panim. הרמת יד החברו, right? Calling someone's name, bad names, even murder. Sometimes we have all kinds of horrible things. ולשתי המחלוקות שצערנו, הרע מתפרסמות בריש גלי. There's some מחלוקות, and unfortunately, they get publicized in the paper, השם מרחם. זה גורם לחילול השם נורא, it causes משהו, awesome חילול השם. הוא מכתים את הרבים, ומרחיקים את בני ישראל בדרך התורה. Distance בני ישראל from the way of the Torah, באמרם, שהנה אין אמת ושלום בשום מקום חס ושלום. They say, you see, there's no, there's this party and that party and the Iriya, so there's Bachloket, you see the Tzadikim. It causes other people to get far away from Judaism. That Rav, he said about that Rav, and that Rav is this. That's causing shalom between people. So what if he goes this way and that way? There's no, it doesn't mean there's a Bachloket. Right? That's why you can't read newspapers. It's sur. Sur to read newspapers. So much, it's a big problem. They write there a lot of bad things.
You know the difference between a trash collector and a newspaper writer, newspaper journalist?
No.
The trash collector takes the trash out of the house.
And yeah, exactly.
The news journalist brings it into the house.
Shem Erachem. הרי חטאים קשים כאלה, כמו שמנינו כאן, the old such difficult sins, like we saw over here, that we just specified them, הם פועל יוצא של אי זהירות מדרכי הקדושה והקנייני המפגמי הברית. This is ממש comes out from not being careful regarding the matters of קדושה and פגם הברית. כי לא ייתכן שבר ישראל קדוש, it's impossible that a Jew, which is קדוש, זך וטהור, if he's pure, yeah, בקדושת הברית והיסוד, regarding, talking about קדושה, קדושה לקדושת הברית והיסוד, בעל עין טובה עם אהבת ישראל, and he has a good eye, and he has אהבת ישראל, so stumble in such horrible עבירות ומחלוקות. כמו שנאמר, ברית שלום. זה סנת פסוק, ברית שלום. You see that the ברית causes שלום. If there's no ברית, if there's גם הברית, if there's no קדושת הברית, causes מחלוקת. It says also, נרגל מפריד אלוף, right? It says that through פגם הברית, it causes מחלוקת between a person and his wife, the person is friends. Shanoter brit, someone who guards his brit, chai b'shalom im atzmo kodem kol. First of all, he lives in peace himself. He's happy with himself. He's not upset at himself. He's calm. Everything's good. What's himself? Also, we said already, peace with himself. We said that a person is a neshama and a guf. Yeah, a person is a neshama and a guf, and we have to. The only way to live in peace, you see, the neshama and the guf, they're arguing all 120 years. How do you stop this argument, this machlokes between the neshama and the guf? You have to let the neshama take control of the guf. That the guf will get what he needs through what the neshama permits him. Now you have to eat, the neshama tells him, now you have to eat. You have to sleep, the neshama says you have to sleep. Yeah? You have eyes, the neshama says when to open, when to close them. Mechulei, mechulei. Yeah. Then, so someone is shomer brit, he lives in peace with himself, the neshama in the body. He lives in peace. Amvarek tamo Yisrael ba shalom. Okay, shemichay ba shalom. Shechash sameach, he feels happy, ragua v'shalev, calm, comfortable. Ki yesh alav asherat hashchina kedusha, he has upon him the dwelling of the holy shchina. He chay ba shalom in klal Yisrael. He also lives in peace with klal Yisrael. It's the rule. Someone who's arguing, someone who fights with others, pgam habrit, kipshuto, that's all it is. Pgam habrit.
You see in history, besides Yosef HaTzadik, who was, if he was the prime example of Shomer HaBris, he had machlokas, he had just trouble with Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Levi Nachman.
Upon him.
Machlokas, like Rambam.
Yeah.
They all
Shomer
HaBris. I mean,
yeah, no, the point is, they didn't have machloket with anyone. People might have had machloket with them. They didn't have machloket with anyone. Yosef HaTzadik had machloket with his brothers. Look how he accepted them after they came to him. He didn't have any machloket with them. All the tzadikim, Rabbi Nachman, all the tzadikim, they didn't have machloket. Like we read from Shmuel Shapira that he said, remember that I told you the story, it's some people were in here, so I could say again that Rav Shmuel Shapira, when he was just got close to Breslov, someone went on the roof and threw on him, in those days there weren't bathrooms, a bucket. Okay, I don't have to say
whatever.
Yeah, threw on his head. And years later, he saw Shmuel. 40 years later, he said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. I was young. I was a teenager. Please forgive me." He said, "I'll tell you the truth. I've never had any kpeda about you guys. I just have mercy on you." That's a shama oblit. Can I argue with anyone?
Yosef Hatzalah, didn't he say different things about his brothers, that they were doing certain things, and they got upset with him?
They did, but it was for Musa what he did, not for arguing with them. Not for arguing with them. Yeah. כן, כולם נשמות קדושות, ואו הולי נשמות חצובות על כיסא הכבוד משורש אחד, right? We're chiseled from under the כיסא הכבוד, from one source, from הקדוש ברוך הוא. והוא חפץ בטובת הכלל והפרט, ובקש באדם את פעלה. And a person like that, he wants just a good about personally, everyone to be better. In general, Am Yisrael to be better. And he asks for Am Yisrael, and he davens for Am Yisrael. Yeah, that's a Shema Brit. That's how a person will know when he starts being Shema Brit. First of all, he'll stop arguing with everyone. Aval, I'll just continue a little bit more. Aval, leze ei efshar lizkot bishmirat enayim. You cannot narrow this kedusha that we're talking about just now without guarding the eyes. Kmo shemuvah b'likutei Moran in Torah 54, shemi shelo shomeret enayim, a person who does not guard his eyes, dehayinu shenotenet enayim b'ma shelo shayach lo, which means he looks at what doesn't belong to him, הוא נופל לרעין, he falls into a bad eye. ולכן אי אפשר בשום פנים ואופן לזכות לאהבת חינם בלי שמירת הברית. Therefore, it's impossible to merit אהבת חינם, to love every Jew, without שמירת הברית. ואלו הפוגמים בעיניים, people are always פוגם בעיניים, אינם תמיד צרה ורעה בכולם, their eyes always have a narrow eye for everyone. Ah, what does he have? What does he have? No, I'm so upset. Why is he... הם מלאים בשנאה, they're full of hatred, קנאה ותחרות, jealousy and competition, ובכלל, מלאים במרירות נוראה, גם הברית שהם מונחים בו. They're full of awesome bitterness from the גם הברית that they're at. והמרירות הזאת פורצת החוצה בכל מיני אופנים מגוונים, and this bitterness, it spills out of them, bursts out of them in all kinds of ways. It could be anger at home, it could be with friends, it could be in the bank, it could be wherever they are. Now,
Whoa.
A few minutes.